Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hey, hier ist Theresa von Energy. Ich hatte mein allererstes Interview mit Ray Dalton. Wir haben über seine neue emotionale Single gesprochen. Das ist nämlich der krasseste und offenste Text, den er jemals geschrieben hat. Außerdem erzählt er uns, warum es ganz wichtig ist, das Vertrauen in die Welt niemals zu verlieren. Das alles hört ihr in der neuen Folge.
How are we gonna start?
We're gonna have a fun time.
We're gonna have
I'm
fun.
Excited.
Cool, me too. Ray, you're here in Europe because of your new single, right?
Yes, I am.
The best is yet to come.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean by that?
You know, I feel like it's just a reminder that the best is yet to come. You know, it's like that espresso shot in the day. Mm. It's that reminder that, you know, whatever's going on in our life, good or bad, you know, the best is yet to come.
Ah, yeah, cool.
And that is the song for the message.
We got the saying in Germany, if it's not good, it's not the end. It's kind of the same, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I heard you've got this saying from your mom. Is it right?
Yes. You know, my mom is like so bubbly, and both my parents actually are very like bubbly and believe. And I feel like that's where a lot of the inspiration comes from is growing up, and my parents would just want to laugh and dance. And yeah, the message definitely comes from my mom and my family for sure.
So would you say you grew up in a really happy place?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. A lot of dancing, a lot of goofiness, like a lot of sports, but very great upbringing.
Cool, cool, cool. So you had a kind of like friends, friendship to your parents, or was it, were they still your parents and really strict, or because of the dancing and bubbly, and so was it more like a friendship thing between you guys?
You know, I think there was that perfect, we love you, we want you to be who you are, we want you to have a good time, but definitely there was like, get your homework done, clean your room, you know.
Perfect there, balance.
The perfect balance, yes.
Okay, nice. To be honest, I've read your song, your lyrics, a couple of times now. And every time, it's not over dramatic what I'm saying, but it's true. I've got goosebumps because it's like what you're saying is so, it seems like it's come so deep from inside from you. Is that true? And yeah, I want to talk about a few little parts in that song.
Okay.
But first, what was your mood when you started to write this?
You know, my mood has been always feeling that I have to prove myself in a way. You know, people know me from Can't Hold Us and In My Bones. And I've been in this journey while writing music of telling myself that I'm enough. And also having that be my message right now, because I feel like all of us sometimes deal with that and we go back and forth with that. And so, you know, when I'm writing, I truly, truly try to just feel 100% what my brain and heart are struggling with. And that's these songs, In My Bones, The Best Is Yet To Come. And I truly believe it because I'm like, listen, it's going to happen. We're going to get to where we need to be. Or, you know, we just need to enjoy life because it's so short. So, you know, the best is yet to come.
Mm. It sounds so easy, but it's hard sometimes to actually believe it, right?
Yes, but I do believe in writing things down and truly feeling it. And I believe in myself. Like, I know I can do anything, and I want people to feel that way too. And that is what my job is to do.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's
really cool. Like, I think there are so many people out there who are struggling with believing in themselves.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm waking up and getting up out of bed and I'm like, oh God, like I feel so bad and I'm not quite sure if I can do all of this and if I'm good enough. And yeah, I love your message. That's really cool.
But you are good enough. I want you to know
no,
that.
No.
Remember, I told you that. Everyone, you're good enough.
Now I feel like a pick me or whatever.
No.
Tell me I'm good enough. No.
You're good enough.
You said, oh, by February, my heart is half empty. And that's so beautiful and sad at the same time, because I felt a couple of times like this. And it's probably when you're really, you're feeling stuck. Like, I'm just telling you what I thought in my mind when I read it. So you start a year off being really optimistic, and then in February you're realizing it's not that easy and it's not that good like I imagined the year to be. Mm-hmm. Is it that what you wanted to tell, or what do you actually mean by February and your half is empty, half empty?
You know, I really love that you interpret it in your own way, and I always want people to interpret it for themselves. You know, I think sometimes when your ambitions and your love life and your everything is, you're going for it, and it's always like, January, I'm going to do this. And then it gets to February, March, and you're just like, damn, I'm exhausted, you know? And I just love that metaphor of just it being, it's not easy to believe in yourself, and it's not easy to feel loved. And I think it's, again, the reminder that, like, yo, you are good enough. We got this. The best is yet to come, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, and how weird is it? It's June 2022. Mm-hmm. Like, the year just started, and I'm like, wow, where did it go?
I know, 6 months left.
Yeah, and I wanted it to be, that's going to be my year. I'm going to do the best thing. Well, it's still good. I'm happy. But you know, that's the feeling about what you're saying. I look up the wall and I see your face. I know it's not the end of the world. Who are you talking to? Who are you seeing?
You know, I'm talking to my mom.
Oh.
My mom, for my story in this, it means like probably four different things. But also it means, because my mom, she lives in heaven now, you know, and not to make it sad, but, you know, my mom has been a huge inspiration in my life. And losing her to cancer has been a big reminder for me that life is short. And I think that's why I'm so positive, because, you know, we're not promised tomorrow. And so if you follow me on my Instagram and TikTok, I'm drinking tequila, I'm playing tennis, I'm having moments with my people and my friends that are sentimental, but that is like the foundation of my happiness. And so when I sing that part in the line, I'm kind of like, I get that reminder from her, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like a guardian angel kind of
thing? Yeah.
Yeah, sounds beautiful. And would you say it's the most emotional piece of art which you did in your career, like the song?
So far, yes. Yeah, it's a very emotional song for sure. Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Before the interview, I overheard you saying that you've been here in Berlin for a long time now.
Yes, it's like my second home.
It's your second home, really?
Yes, I have not lied. Well, my team is based here. I'm signed to Sony Germany. And I'm always here writing in the studio. And my team's all over Europe, but the head of my European team is in Berlin. So we're working on so many things right now. So it just makes sense for me to be in Berlin. So,
but is this also because of the city, or not only because of your team? So do you like the city?
Oh, I love the city.
Yeah.
It's a good time. You know, in Seattle, where I'm from, everything kind of shuts down at like 12, 2 o'clock. But here it keeps going.
True story.
And I love that. It's just, you can feel the electricity here. And so it's fun. I really love being here.
Yeah, that's cool. But don't get used to it. Suddenly you find yourself being like at 3 o'clock in the morning, oh, now I need this chocolate. And you're like, okay, I'm going outside just 200 meters around the corner and there's a Späti. But
yeah, I'm going to go get a donut.
Okay, cool. So donut is for you.
Yes, for sure.
Nice. And you're also playing at the Energy Music Tour 2022.
Yes.
So are you staying until August here in Berlin? until the music tour?
Yeah, I will go home, I think, just for a quick 2 weeks, change my clothes real quick, see my family, celebrate the 4th of July, and then I'll come right back. So, yeah, I'm super excited.
That's so cool. We've got the music tour in a, harbor of a district in Berlin. Tempelhofer Hafen, it's called. So you are going to perform on a stage floating in water.
Have you ever been doing that before? Like, that's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. No one told me that.
You didn't know?
No.
Okay, very cool. So it's on water, and last time we've had a concert there before, but it was just a really small concert. This time you're gonna have the biggest concert of your life. No, I'm kidding. It's beautiful there, so you can see the sunset over the water, and it's gonna be great. But how do you feel now after the pandemic, back to performing on stage? What is it for you?
I mean, it's everything to me. You know, during the pandemic, why I wrote The Best Is Yet to Come and seeing In My Bones do so good and not being able to do things like this, it really was like, it was so frustrating. So now that I'm able to meet family, meet friends, meet people in Europe, meet my team, I am so freaking happy. So this is amazing.
Yeah, I think we are all feeling the same. It's just you kind of appreciate life in a new way.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You really do.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dankeschön.
Oh, you're talking a little German. Have you picked up anything else?
Guten Tag, wie geht's? Alles gut?
Yes. I love it.
That's where I'm at right now.
Promise me you're going to start your concert at the Energy Music Tour like this. Good tech, Biggits. That's going to be awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. You're awesome. You really are.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.